from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping a report this hour, President Trump is rescinding a Biden-era executive order that researched how to lower prescription medication costs. Biden's order asked the Health and Human Services Secretary to explore, quote, new healthcare payment and delivery models that would lower drug costs and promote access to innovative drug therapies. Trump got rid of the directive on day one of his presidency, along with other executive orders in place that he called unpopular, inflationary, illegal, and radical. The 10 candidates fighting to become the next governor of New Jersey will soon take the debate stage.
Rider University will host two debates in early February for the individuals hoping to replace Governor Phil Murphy, who will finish his second term at the start of 2026. The first debate is on Sunday, February 2nd, and will feature only the Democratic candidates. The next session on Tuesday, February 4th, will feature only Republicans. The 2025 primary is scheduled for June 10th. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And cold and flu season are here. The NJ Poison Control says they're seeing an uptick in calls related to the overuse of acetaminophen in products like Tylenol, cough, cold, and sinus medicines, fever reducers, and sleep aids, says Managing Director Bruce Ruck. Too much of that drug can lead to liver failure and dysfunction.
When you use acetaminophen, you must follow those directions very closely. You must not take more than directed on the instructions. But you must be very careful about taking other products with that same ingredient in it.
He says in a span of 24 hours, the NJ Poison Control received calls from four people who unintentionally took too much and suffered severe liver dysfunction as a result. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how's the weather out there? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Another frigid night tonight with patchy clouds, lows generally 8 to 12 degrees with middle teens along the coast. Not as harsh tomorrow, but still on the cold side with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs in the upper 20s in the northwest hills to middle 30s along the coast. And a good deal of sunshine overhead on Friday, still chilly with highs in the lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
We've got 12 in Phillipsburg, 12 in Princeton, 17 in Cherry Hill. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, brought to you by Fontes. New Jersey weather is brought to you by Fantes Plumbing and Heating and Air Conditioning. Avoid home heating worries. Get peace of mind today with Fantes right now and get a heating maintenance and safety inspection for $69. That's right, only $69. Go to FantesPHVAC.com and schedule for today. 1-800-283-101.5. It is Fantes. That's it. Okay.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.